Hi, I'm Debbie Roberts, owner and financial advisor at Property Apprentice. Let's have a friendly chat about the age-old question, when's the right time to dive into property investing? Now, I'm not here to say that waiting to invest in property is the worst thing that you could do, but let's face it, timely decision-making can make a world of difference in this game. So join me for today's podcast as I unravel why postponing your property investment journey might not always work to your advantage, depending on your unique situation. Reason number one, missed opportunities. Trying to time the market can lead to missed opportunities because financial and property markets can be highly dynamic and unpredictable. Prices and market conditions can change quickly due to factors such as economic data, investor sentiment, current events, and market trends. When you're trying to time the market by waiting for the perfect moment to invest, you risk missing out on favorable opportunities that can arise suddenly. These missed opportunities could include buying property at lower prices, benefiting from income or capital appreciation, or taking advantage of favorable market conditions. In essence, attempting to perfectly time the market is not only challenging, it can also result in lost opportunities for potential gains. Reason number two, the time value of money. The concept of the time value of money is a fundamental principle in finance. It means that the sum of money today is worth more than the same sum of money in the future. This principle is based on the idea that money can earn a return over time through investments or savings, and that the value of money can reduce over time due to factors like inflation. Delaying property investment introduces uncertainty about future costs, including property prices, interest rates, and associated expenses. Costs may rise over time, affecting your ability to purchase a property with the same amount of money. Reason number three, equity building. Property investment allows you to build equity over time. The longer you wait to invest, the longer it takes to start building this equity. If your property investment involves taking out a mortgage, delaying the investment means postponing the process of paying down the loan. Mortgage payments contribute to building equity in the property, and the longer you wait, the later you start this wealth building process. In turn, this means that you might need to wait longer to have enough equity that can be leveraged to expand your portfolio. Reason number four, diversification. A well-diversified portfolio typically includes a mix of asset classes, such as stocks, bonds, and real estate. By spreading your investments across different asset classes, you aim to reduce the impact of poor performance on any single investment. If you delay purchasing property, you could miss the opportunity to benefit from the unique risk and return characteristics that it can offer. It also offers a nice balance for your KiwiSaver or other investments. Reason number five, learning curve. Investing in real estate is a learning process that can take considerable time. The sooner you start, the sooner you gain experience and knowledge about the real estate market, which can help you to make better investment decisions in the near future. Reason number six, personal goals. Your investment goals and timeline play a crucial role. If you have specific financial goals such as retirement planning, wealth accumulation, or home ownership, waiting too long may hinder your ability to achieve these objectives. However, it's important to point out that rushing the process of buying property without doing your own research and financial preparation can also lead to some severely unfavorable outcomes. The timing of your property investment should align with your financial situation, objectives, and the specific conditions of the real estate market in the area that you're investing in. Consulting with a financial advisor or real estate professional can help you to make informed decisions about when and how to invest in property. A financial advisor with the qualifications that I have can not only give you advice about property investment, but can also create a full financial plan designed to give you a shortcut for your learning curve. And we also provide full coaching support to help guide you during your property investment journey. All this and more without any conflict of interest, since we don't sell property. Feel free to reach out to us through our website, propertyapprentice.co.nz. We look forward to seeing you again in our next episode.